Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. By the way, tomorrow night, we've done a little guest shuffling. We've rescheduled Rich from ktordnance.com. You may recall one of our listeners called in with a really shocking story about a man who was manufacturing, well, 80% gun kits. It's metal that you then have to sort of, I guess, turn into a gun a little bit. You just sort of, you have to work on it with a milling kit or something like that. I don't even know what the process is exactly. But anyway, he was raided by the ATF, the BATF, raided by the FBI, and it was just a sick story of destruction of property rights and your freedom to do business in America. So he's going to be on the show tomorrow night at about this time. So if you tuned in for him, definitely stay tuned because we've got a great show for you. But Rich will not be on tonight. 800-259-9231, the number here. Mark, we've got something about, the Dallas Hospital billing Mexico. Is that a story today?
It is. Out of the Washington Times, Parkland Memorial Hospital plans to bill Mexico and other countries to help cover the costs of health care for indigents. The plan, which also seeks payment from adjoining countries and counties in Texas, has brought a negative response from the Mexican government, I'll bet, with a diplomat terming it an act of discrimination. Last year, the hospital official said Dallas County spent $76.5 million to treat people from outside Dallas. Of that, almost $27 million was not reimbursed. Now, I can't imagine who reimbursed them almost $50 million, but apparently they did get reimbursed.
Yeah.
Much of the cost was for treating patients from adjoining counties in Texas, which Dallas County officials claim is unfair to local taxpayers. Collin County, just north of here, and one of the state's richest counties, owed most of any single entity, Parkland officials said. That was $7.6 million.
Okay.
Anyway, she said the county commission thought it might thought the matter should be made public and the bill should be sent. If you're not a Dallas County resident, we think that the county should have to pay for the indigent care. So
they think. Wait. You think their next door county should also be paying for the
Correct.
Care of the individuals that live in their counties, but they went to the hospital in Dallas?
Right. A consult official from the Mexican consulate in Dallas was visibly perturbed. He called the statement made by the judge strange posture, strange reasoning. He said that there had been no agreement or contract between the nation and Dallas County that would make
sure.
such an action legal.
Well, they're just going to laugh at it and throw it out.
Lobbyists and county officials last year tried unsuccessfully to get the Texas legislature to come up with a law that forced counties to reimburse those hospitals that took in large numbers of indigents. What's wrong with sending them a bill? Commission member Maureen Dickey said. She said officials hoped the counties that had sent their citizens to Parkland would pay something. We owe it to the taxpayers to at least try. So more or less, they're having some trouble collecting from the counties, but they're having a great deal of problem collecting from the Mexican government. It's not going to give them anything for treating indigent Mexicans at their hospital.
Sure. Yeah,
I should say.
I was thinking that if you've got a law on the books that requires you to treat everybody that doesn't have insurance mm-hmm. and to treat everybody that walks through your doors, regardless of what county they're from, then maybe the government should be reimbursing these hospitals. Not that I'm for that at all. I think mm-hmm. the law should be abolished completely. But if the government's demanding that you do something, demanding that you follow the rules, it's pretty outrageous that they're also demanding that you cover the costs for it as well.
I would have to say that's true. I mean, but the hospital still is getting screwed in this. And I would say that the problem is the law forcing the hospital to take in indigent people.
Yes.
I mean, a hospital,
that is the problem.
It's a business. They're, you know, they would hope to collect on some things. You know, obviously you may not have your insurance card with you at any given time. You may not have insurance. You may present a credit card, which they find out is, you know, bad,
right.
limited, maxed, or whatever. So, I mean, they have to take a certain amount of risks in getting paid, but...
Understood.
To make them just take in indigent people?
And then when they're being forced to take those people in, they're trying to collect from the people, which isn't going to happen because
mm-hmm.
the people don't have the money. They have to put the effort forth to try and collect from the counties. Now they're putting the effort forth to try and collect from the Mexican government. Plus the cost of the medical supplies and the time of the doctors and everything. How are they going to recoup those costs? The only way is, of course, over time, it's going to gradually drive up the cost of medical care in that area. And
yep.
and people are going to complain about the healthcare system. Oh, doctors charge too much. They charge a premium for their services. No, the government forces them to take poor people on, and somebody has to pay for those supplies.
Now, I don't want to make it sound like we're a bunch of old curmudgeons here, and we don't want to help people that need help. I think it's important that individuals, if they've been harmed, that they should be able to get help from these places, but it should be done on a voluntary basis. And it is done on a voluntary basis to an extent. Any hospital that I've been aware of, at least, has a charity wing. They have an organization within the hospital made up of doctors that are on staff. It's their job to raise money from existing patients, raise money from hospital alumni, that sort of thing, and get an amount of money coming in on a monthly basis to help pay for those individuals that just can't pay their bills. And I'm all for that. It's charity. It's done voluntarily. And, you know, there might be a situation where if there was no law mandating this, that maybe on your invoice that you get when you're leaving the hospital, it might say, check here if you want to donate $10 to the hospital charity wing. And there would be a lot of people that would voluntarily check there to help those individuals out that need that help.
Don't forget the doctors would probably voluntarily give some of their time, too.
Right. The doctors would be volunteering time. Patients would be volunteering money. People outside the hospital who were never patients would be volunteering and donating money. Some of the suppliers would be donating medical supplies.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, Ed, this can very easily be covered without destroying the cost of health care when it's done on a voluntary basis.
But your point is excellent, Torgo, that the more the health care costs rise, the more complaints are going to come out by your average American, the Americans with health insurance that are complaining about how their insurance premiums are rising. And
yep.
The only solution is to nationalize health care. That's where a lot of them take it, the logical extension. Well,
sure.
I'm tired of paying for this. We need to make it so it's all free. But it's not free.
It's not free. You'll pay more in taxes and you'll get crappier service.
Yep.
Right, it'll never be free, and those doctors will have no incentive to do any better for you than they would for anybody else.
Actually, they'll have incentive to do worse.
They'll have incentive to do worse, yeah, that's true.
Because in the nationalized healthcare systems, whether it be the dental system in Britain or Canada, doctors are paid a per-patient fee for just simply seeing the patient and moving them through the office.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, it's just a cursory, oh, you're here, you're gone.
Right.
How would you like it if all of your medical personnel that you ever visited worked on commission? Would that make you feel good? You know, I mean, that's what it would be. They get a spiff on you.
Yep.
And so they want to get you out the door so they can get the next person in.
Well, I'm all for commissions and spiffs, but I think that a doctor doing his job well is going to get a good reputation in a free market, and more people are going to want to go to him, so therefore
sure.
He's going to get more patients. A doctor that does a poor job in a free market system is going to get fewer patients. Therefore, he's going to have to charge less in all likelihood in order to attract more patients. Just, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
The healthcare situation in this country just continues to get worse. And, of course, outlawing the situation in the southern states is really disappointing because it's turning people against immigrants. It's one of the reasons why people are, oh, we shouldn't let them come here. Put up a wall. They're sucking off our welfare. But that's not the real issue.
The issue is the welfare, not the immigrant doing it.
And the free medical care is just one of the many factors in the welfare situation. It's not just that. It's everything from Social Security to all of the other different welfare benefits out there. Even they complain about sending them to the schools. They complain about sending them to the government-run public schools. Well, look, you know, if you want government to provide all of these services, this is the inevitable result. They're going to give it to people that you don't think deserve the service.
Mm.
When you ask the government to do all these things for you, parents or whoever you are that's asking the government to handle these things, then you're just letting them set the rules. You're letting them set all of the different parameters that make it okay to utilize those services. You'll never have any say in this. You can sit outside and scream and yell all you want about how they shouldn't be doing this and they shouldn't be doing that, but the fact is you let them abdicate your responsibility in the first place. You let them take the responsibility away from you, whether it be to be paying for your own health care or voluntarily give to charities or to send your kids or decide which school your kids go to. You let the government take that from you. I don't think that you have the right to complain about how they decide to administrate it after that because you gave up your freedom. Shame on you. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Speaking of people who've given up their freedoms, the New York City subway searches are now 1 year old, and we'll explore that a bit here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torga.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts are there for you, and over 1,100 people are interacting. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. All right. Still to come, the story on the New York City subway searches, which continue to this day, yet nobody's been talking about them for the past several months. We'll give you the latest on that. But first, to the phones we go. Let's talk to, I believe it's Nikia in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Nikia.
Hey, Ian Torgo and Mark. I've actually talked to you before, but I couldn't use my full name. My name's, you guys know me as Nick.
Excellent,
the responsible
Nick.
Marijuana smoker that lives in South Florida that works for a company.
Yes, sir.
Great. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I've just been forced to resign. I'll be handing my resignation letter tomorrow.
Why?
It was resign or be fired, and it was personal reasons. And if I was fired, then they would also fight the unemployment. So I figured it looks better if I resign.
Hmm. So personal reasons meaning you can't get into it?
No, personal reasons meaning personal problems with me.
I see.
Meaning someone was after me.
I see.
Understand.
Yeah. It's been an up and down battle for the past
office
year.
Politics. Yes.
So what was the point of your call?
The point of my call, actually, is that because this has come across so quickly, I might very well be in the Free State by the end of this year.
Nice.
I'm thinking about it because I know there's a network of people that would help me find, you know, housing and, you know, get myself started.
That they will.
Sure. In fact, if you're looking for something like that, you can go to nhfree.com, visit the forums there, and usually if you post a request looking for a, you know, room to crash in, somebody will come up with something for you.
And, well, I'm also bringing people with me. I'm actually going to be bringing probably three other Free Staters and a child.
Wow. Now, are all these people already signed up with the Free State Project?
Not yet, because, like I said, I just got notice of this today.
Understood. Well, I mean, as you move forward on this, I'd like to encourage you. I just mentioned
most definitely
one.
We will be signing. I
so
will
not
be
only signed not only signed for the Free State Project, but also for the first 1,000
pledge, yes.
Which is also really important. Well, yes. Great, man. Well, then I guess we might be seeing you up there.
Yeah, and basically, I wanted to thank you guys for showing me what this was. I mean, I've been a libertarian for years. Like I've told you guys before, my first election I could vote, I voted for Harry Brown.
Excellent.
Which was,
as did I,
an awesome candidate.
He was indeed. He will be missed. Hey, Nick, we'll
yes.
See you in the Free State. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
I kind of didn't agree with your argument in the healthcare department.
Okay. What's your side of things?
Well, I don't want to be combative towards you. I just want to, you know, put another viewpoint out there. From my viewpoint, I've had health insurance and gone to the hospital, and not had health insurance and went to the hospital or doctor's appointments, and I can tell you that
me too.
What they charge you if you don't have insurance and what they charge your insurance company if you have insurance is a 100% markup. I mean, it's doubled.
Well, I don't know.
That's self-fleecing technique that they have. I mean, the things that they charge insurance companies at hospitals for even an aspirin or any kind of a certain medication is not even near a normal, what you would consider to be a normal profit range. It's highly inflated.
So what's your point? I don't understand.
Well, you can't expect for the hospitals to not be at least have some kind of a regulation as to what they're charging insurance companies and expect the insurance companies to survive.
I'm a little confused. Wait, who should be regulating what?
Well, I'm not advocating government regulation. Just what I'm saying is the citizenry needs to understand that the hospitals are charging a much higher price than they normally would be because you do have insurance. You've never seen that on your bill?
Well, now, wait a minute. Thankfully, I haven't had to be in the hospital too often, but let me see if I get this straight. I mean, the insurance companies are paying these bills, right? These allegedly inflated bills?
They have to. They're bound by law.
Really?
But not anymore, because now, I mean, I just recently was hit in a car accident, had to go to the hospital, and my insurance company that I had didn't pay for it, and the insurance company that he had didn't pay for it.
Hmm.
And I'm left here holding these bills, and when I talk to the lady in the office about me owing this money to the hospital, you know, she said, who's your insurance company? And I won't name them on your show.
Okay.
I told her who it was, and she said, well, I call them no coverage insurance, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she basically, you know, in a roundabout way said, these companies aren't paying claims anymore. They're just collecting money,
but they're not
paying the claims.
I get where you're coming from, but that's a problem with the insurance company, not really a problem with the hospital, right?
Well, I'm not saying it's a problem with the hospital, but it all works together. And if the system has perturbations in it, you're going to see the system fall. You have to have a unified system in order for healthcare to be successful.
So what's the solution here, Jeff?
Well, see, that I'm not going to offer. I'm just offering you information saying that there is discrepancies in the amount of money that they do charge insurance companies.
So you're telling me that, again, I don't know much about how insurance and hospitals work, but you're saying by law each insurance company must pay whatever it is the hospital charges them? They can't dispute that? They can't say, wait a minute.
They probably could, but it's not a normal practice.
Well, if the insurance companies are voluntarily paying these fees and they're not complaining to the hospital saying, hey, we know for a fact that you're double charging us on these. In fact, if you continue to do this, we're just going to pull our coverage from your hospital and you're not going to get any money from us in the future.
Well,
that's what we would need to happen. You are absolutely correct. But they don't do that.
I say blame the insurance company unless there's actually a law in place that mandates that they pay every single bill that they get. I say blame your insurance companies for not competing enough.
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
But how do you reach in there to fix that?
Well, you can start your own insurance company.
Huh?
Start your own insurance company.
Yeah,
compete.
That's funny.
Well, hey.
You know, in this country, that'd be near impossible. You know, they're going to run you out of business if you try to play the game the right way.
Okay. Well, that was just my suggestion, Jeff. You want to make a change, sometimes you have to take it into your
own
hands.
Well, I'm just saying that there was a flaw in your argument. And then the fact that people can pick or choose their doctors is not true either. Because when you get into an HMO or a different type of program,
something you voluntarily
you
got into.
Doctors.
Well, you voluntarily got into an HMO. I mean,
well, not if you go to work at a company
sure
and you want
do.
Health insurance, and that's the insurance that they
you
offer.
You just tell the company you don't want to pay for their health insurance, you buy your own. I mean, that's absolutely your choice.
And
well,
you
Jay, you're looking at quadruple the amount of money.
I understand, but it's a choice.
You
can choose to buy a Honda or you can choose to buy a Mercedes.
And you did voluntarily choose to work there in the first place. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's want outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 5 states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We added 2 brand new Shriners over the weekend. You can see them at freetalklive.com. Validated, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. And there's a variety of interesting, creative ways that our ladies on the Shrine have chosen to do that. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. Continuing with the phone calls, let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a complete thought here.
All right.
I've been giving libertarianism a great amount of thought.
Sure.
Listen to Free Talk Live. It occurred to me that libertarianism has been around about as long as man has been on Earth, and I've read that libertarians were putting forward their ideology during the framing of our Constitution.
Yeah, you could count, I think, Thomas Jefferson as a pretty libertarian dude.
Okay.
Madison.
Except for the whole slaves thing.
I can see, you know, I know there was a disagreement, you know, there was a lot of, and I believe part of them were the libertarians that didn't agree with the Constitution as it was, but I can see that the framers worked it out in such a way that libertarian is given a chance to succeed every day. The problem is that libertarianism relies on people doing the right thing.
Nope, actually it doesn't.
The honor system.
What makes you say that?
What?
What makes you say that it relies on people doing the right thing or being good? Can you explain?
Well, that's what I picked up so far. I might be incorrect about that.
Yeah, here's why you're incorrect. Libertarianism understands that people are going to be good and people are going to be bad. I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to come across both types of individuals in the world. It's just that the libertarians understand that the last thing that we need is for bad people to be able to get their hands on power, which is why libertarians call for, at most, a very, very small government. That way, if a bad person gets elected, there's a very limited amount of things that he can do with the small amount of power that he wields. So actually, we understand reality, whereas the rest of these guys, they've got this big government under their control, and all kinds of bad people get involved in that. It attracts bad people to it.
What I've seen is for too many people, if there isn't somebody standing over them with a gun and a badge, they won't do the right thing. And it can be put forward that many of the laws we have are the result of thousands of failed attempts at libertarianism. Libertarianisms call our current system of government tyranny of the majority. But libertarians simply seek to replace that system with a tyranny of the minority.
Well, now, I don't think it's fair to say that libertarianism has failed, you know, thousands, tens of thousands, millions of times, if the, what you're saying is so, is because do you remember what it was like in first grade when one kid made some noise and the teacher punished the whole class for it?
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. What actually it is it's the failure on the side of tyranny that we allow people to enact that kind of power over other people. What the teacher did was wrong. She should have found the student who made the noise and punished him, or perhaps scared the class, but not punished the entire class. And that's what's happening when you have democracy happening, or
okay, well,
like no smoking rules.
Example. Let me give you an opposite example. Smoking, okay? If you
right.
have 100 people in a room, one is a smoker, and the other 99 are non-smokers, the one smoker, the libertarian, wants to be able to smoke inside, and the other 99 should just go outside and suffer.
Well, actually,
the mantra of the libertarian I've seen is, well, too bad for you. And,
well, no.
and I believe that's why we have so many laws, and that's why the tyranny of the minority doesn't work.
But that's not the way this works. In this case, let's say you're in a room with 100 people. One of them is a libertarian guy who is a smoker, and the other 99 are whatever political persuasion, but they're non-smokers. And the person who owns the room that they're in has decided that people who want to smoke can. Well, that man now has permission to smoke. The other people who are there, if they don't like it, they can leave because the person who owns the property gets to make that decision. It's not theirs. They have no rights to make the call. It's like saying, I don't like your house to be painted green.
Do you agree there's the difference between tyranny of the majority and tyranny of the minority?
I don't agree that that's any sort of tyranny whatsoever. Do you
property
own,
rights.
Do you own your home?
Yes.
Do you get to make the decision as to what happens inside your home?
Within the law, yeah.
Fine, within the law, but anything that is allowed within the law. For example, it is legal to smoke inside your home. Do you get to make the call as to whether or not people can smoke in your house?
We've been through this discussion before. You know, if it's a public, you know, you guys believe that if it's a business, that you should be able to say anything, you know, and because it's a public place.
Well, it's
you know,
a business.
It's still your private business.
Right, a business is not
that,
a public place.
But I still see that during the framing of the Constitution, they saw the two choices. We got a choice between a tyranny of the majority and a tyranny of the minority. And tyranny of the majority won out.
So you're just ignoring the whole point about property rights. You believe that businesses are public property. You believe that the public, with a 51% vote, can choose to tell a business owner exactly how to run his business. That's what
well,
you're saying.
It's not necessarily that I agree with that. It's just that that's the way the system is that we live under.
And it's crappy.
And you guys are trying to overturn it and turn it into tyranny of minority.
No,
I don't
that's
care.
Not tyranny of anybody. What is? How is it tyrannical? I'm sorry, Mike. How is it tyrannical for me as a business owner to be able to decide what rules people have to follow when they're in my business? How's that tyranny?
Because people have no honor, and if they don't have somebody with a gun and a badge standing over them, they won't do the right thing.
What happens when the guy with the gun and the badge is not doing the right thing?
Then he should be fired.
But that doesn't ever happen, Mike.
Yes,
you
does.
Live in a fantasy land.
When cops go too far, they get caught. Okay, it's not.
No, sir. They get.
Well, if you
they,
think it'd be any less difficult in a libertarian system to crack down on people that are doing the wrong thing, I think you're mistaken.
You know, in 10 minutes, with 10 minutes worth of research on reputable news sites, I could probably find you 25 stories of cops who have gone too far and have been suspended with pay pending an investigation, and 6 weeks later...
I'm sure you can. And I'm telling you right now, if you had a full libertarian society, you wouldn't be. It wouldn't take you that long to find all the faults of a libertarian society.
What are you talking about? I at this point, I think you've reduced to just babbling.
What faults, John? I mean, not John, Mike. I'm sorry. What faults?
What faults? I've been calling in repeatedly.
The tyranny of the minority.
Okay, Porto. Right. But he's not talking about anything that none of the examples that you have given
you guys
represent
guys,
tyranny
I mean,
in any form.
Any fault with the libertarian society. You can find every kind of fault with our current society, but you can't find any faults with the libertarian.
That's not true at all.
It's untested.
That's not true at all, Mike. I find fault with the with certain points of the libertarian concept. We have discussions on this show all the time where Ian will bring up a what he feels is a pro-liberty point, and Mark and I will try and talk him down out of it. Because
the other day I called in, you guys completely missed it. I was talking about national security and about how companies could raise up private armies in a free market society. And the guy, Mark Stevens, he caught what I was saying. He goes, well, if that happened, then we'd have what we have now. And I was like, hello, that's exactly what I was trying to say. What is there to stop that? You know,
and then I came up
with the money, and you know, I kind of went past that because I thought, man, surely you know that in a free market society, companies can come up with money. They can form consortiums.
You don't understand, Mike. In a free market, a company has to get money by helping people get what they want. You don't get anywhere in life in the marketplace without satisfying your customers. The difference between the marketplace and a company raising an army and an army in today's world is that the organization running the army today is the government, and that means that they can just print money as much as they'd like to buy as many weapons and as many bombs and guns and hire as many troops as they want to. Companies, private companies, don't have that ability. So therefore, what you're talking about is a non-issue.
They have to go about it in a different way. They have to go about it by forming consortiums. But you know what I'm saying? It can be done.
To get investors?
There would be no problem raising the money for an army. Okay?
If they can raise the money, how long can they keep the army together, Mike? You seem to think that money just grows on trees for companies, and it doesn't.
I know how a free market system works.
No, you don't. What you're talking about is a company would have a bunch of money. They somehow get a lot of money. Let's presume it's Walmart, a company that's already done a lot for society, because you don't just start with a lot of money, usually, unless you know a lot of investors. And personally, as an investor, I would never want to invest in any sort of group that was going to start killing people.
Nobody would have to know that. See, that's where you completely ignore corruption and greed and secrecy.
Oh, my God. Hang on, Mike. I'm going to bring you back because, wow, I'm stunned by you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. If you've got a question for Mike, you can chime in here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with
me. And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. We'd like you to vote for us, though. I think you appreciate the fact that we give you a year's worth of archives on the house and all of the other features on our website for free. Then go to vote.freetalklive.com to register your appreciation. It takes you less than a minute, and all it requires is a quick email verification. You won't be spammed. Vote.freetalklive.com. And also, if you've already voted this month, thank you. And consider telling a few friends about Free Talk Live and asking them to vote at vote.freetalklive.com, because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I believe we're still currently ranked at number 2, and we need to be number 1. So we need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. We go back to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. So we were talking about, Mike, your paranoid theory that in a libertarian America, some corporations would roust up a bunch of money and create an army. And maybe I don't understand completely your scenario. What would the army be for? What would its purpose be?
Take over.
Take over what?
The country.
Really? The entire country of America?
Yep.
How much money do you think that would cost?
I have no idea, but I don't. I see it as a possibility, because I understand how if you're in a free market system and there's a possibility to come up with money, there's a possibility to do it.
Now, Mike, I agree that if there was a vacuum of power in the United States, that something would fill that vacuum. I agree with you on that point. There's different types of libertarianism. There's people like Ian, who are completely free marketeers, who want to see no government at all, no force at all used on people. And there are people like me who want to see, standing army. I kind of like the FAA. Not a standing army. I want to see a standing navy. I want to see all the troops pulled back in America to defend this country. I want to see, police forces, things like that. So to say that libertarianism is bad because of such and such is inaccurate.
Hold it. Listen, if you guys pick out stories in the news about the government, usually,
right,
99.9% of them, okay?
Right.
If you can find stories about what's going on, Enron, hello, okay? You know what I'm saying? There's hundreds of stories you can dig up on free marketeers, people and corporations that are greedy. You have the same greed and corruption in business as you have in government.
But so the difference with business, Mike, is you don't have to buy the stock of Enron. You don't have to work for Enron. You don't have to buy the products of Enron. You don't have to. With the government, if I don't do it, they shoot me.
Okay, now listen, you know how companies can look like legitimate companies, but behind the scenes, way underneath, down deep dark, they're dealing drugs. Okay?
Absolutely.
So?
Absolutely. Companies can be corrupt. It's the truth. The difference
and
is
they can make
the voluntary
and
aspect
they can quietly
of it.
Put together an army. If you guys, when
ludicrous.
You guys are saying, hey, if you want to have an army and go out and take over Iraq, you're welcome to do it. Well, if you're welcome to do that, what would stop that? All I was saying was, what would stop you from...
What's stopping them from doing
Second
Amendment, buddy? What's stopping them from doing it now? Why hasn't Walmart risen up an army and taken over Singapore? I mean, they could do it outside of the United States. I mean, there's no reason that they couldn't do it.
Because they can't.
Why?
Because Mike said so.
That's exactly right. They can't do it.
Why?
Well, now, Mike...
What I'm saying is, listen, if you have multiple armies in one country, there is always the risk that one of them could decide,
then let's get
hey,
the United States Army out of 132 out of 190 UN member states. Let's bring them all home because you got more than one army in there, and that's a recipe for destruction, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, let's get them out of there.
And, Mike, you know, you were going on about a large corporation trying to take over the country and things of that nature. You do realize that in a true libertarian society, the corporation in and of itself would no longer exist.
You're saying everything would be run by, it would not be run by the government, it would be run by private industry.
It would be run by private industry. The corporation itself would not exist as a separate entity that offers legal protection to the owners of the company. The owners of the company would then be personally held responsible for the actions that the company takes.
And the point I'm trying to make is that in the society, the question I have is, what is to stop people from doing things on their own? Ian was talking about doing away with the entire national security apparatus.
Sure,
CIA,
I don't agree
and every
with
other
you.
Bureaucracy.
I understand. I don't
you
agree,
don't agree
with
you.
That.
You've agreed with me to abolish the CIA and FBI.
The first thought that came to my mind was the Indians. The Indians had no national security apparatus, and we came in and we took over. Okay,
but got to look at it this way. At least they got some beads out of the deal.
So what my question is, the first question that comes to my mind is, when you do away with all that national security apparatus, what national security apparatus are we going to have? You guys were talking about having individual city-states where everybody handles their own affairs.
I would think you were talking about Ian at that point. All I want to see is a smaller government, Mike. The you guys part keeps on grating against my...
So, Mark, you're saying that you're for the FBI and the NSA and
the
CIA?
I am not for
the
FBI. I thought when he said national security...
That's
that
what I think of when you say national security.
I thought
what
he was talking about the army and stuff, too.
What do you mean when you say that, Mike? So, for point of clarification...
Well, you listed off NSA, CIA, all these that are involved in national security.
All right, so you're for all those agencies, then?
I'm for national security. Okay?
So
I'm
for national security
too.
Doing
away with all those, and then
what's wrong with the Second Amendment,
Mike? Industries who look out for their own interests.
What's wrong with this? Wait, stop for just a moment here. What you don't seem to understand is you brought up, oh, there's corruption and bad people, and they're doing things in their companies that are bad. But why do you want to give bad people access to government, where corruption can be 7 or 10 times worse, where the corruption is used to force people to do things instead of just maybe being a bad company doing a few dishonest things in the background? You're okay with corrupt people being in charge of government, but you're not okay with it when it comes to companies.
See, you say
you've got a severe disconnect.
You say I put my faith in the government, okay? That's not really true, but I do believe in the brilliance of the Constitution. Libertarians seem to be putting all their faith in corporations to do the right thing.
Huh?
There's no way I'm
going
to do that.
As Torgo just pointed out, there would be no such thing as a corporation in a libertarian America because there would just be businesses. Now, when you say corporation, do you mean businesses on a technical point?
Private industry. Let me just use, I guess the word is private
industry. Right,
because
private industry does the wrong thing, what, most of the time? Does private industry do the wrong thing most of the time in your mind, Mike?
They do the wrong thing if they have the chance, a good portion of the time, okay?
Right.
And like I said, it gets down to if there's not somebody with a gun and a badge standing over people, then they start, when it's based on the honor system.
You are sick.
Most people aren't going to have that kind of honor. The temptations with large amounts of money, people get corrupt.
Now, Mike, I know you have a hard time sometimes grasping where we're coming from on things, and we don't see eye to eye. But one of the things that I would recommend doing, since I know you have internet access, considering how you listen to the show, is to take some time and head over to lewrockwell.com when you have a moment. That's L-E-W, Rockwell. And there's an article there called Six Myths About Libertarians. It raises some of the points that you've brought up in this discussion, and it gives some good point-by-point analysis of why it's not really the way that you're perceiving it. It's a whole lot more eloquent than we've been able to be on the air tonight. I definitely recommend taking a look at that article. And with this conversation we're having, especially read myth number 5 out of that article.
What is myth number 5?
Myth number 5 is that libertarians are utopians who believe that all people are good and that therefore state control is not necessary, which is not one of the libertarian tenets, and it gives a reason as to how you can still deal with that and have a free society at the same time.
Why would you want to do away with this government? I mean, if you're saying that, then why
they're
not
forcing
just
people
to do away with it like you're talking about doing?
I want to do away with any organization that I do not have direct control over that tells me how I'm going to live my life.
You want to do away with the man and with the badge and the gun forcing you how to live, tell you how to live your life. And
right, absolutely. If I, as a 28-year-old man, decide that I want to put some heroin in my body, I don't want to have to worry about the fact that I could get picked up for that and put in a tiny room for months and months because of the fact that I've decided that I want to hurt myself. My choice, not anyone else's.
Did you catch my point, though, that that doesn't work in
your
the society
point is,
that we have right now that is a tested society, that when people want to do things their own way,
it's
laws,
a tested society
laws
that is failing and getting worse every year. We're adding more and more restrictions, more and more laws, and we are making more and more criminals out of nonviolent, peaceful people every year.
I'm tired. I understand, Mike. I understand where you're coming from when you say that there are people that do bad things. There will always be people that are going to do bad things. Libertarians don't believe that people are all good. We just understand that we don't want bad people to get in control of the government. And you believe, I don't know why you believe this way, but you believe that magically, all of the bad people in government are just going to be rooted out, and they're going to be thrown out of office and punished. When in fact, Mike, that rarely, if ever, happens. We've given story after story on the air here of bad, bad people, bad cops that are given a slap on the hand. In fact, in many cases, they aren't even fired. They're just transferred out of a department, transferred elsewhere, given paid leave. They're never harmed, Mike.
And how politicians get different justice.
In private industry.
Mike, I'm done with you. Thanks for the call. What you just don't understand is that in private industry, they get their money through voluntary means. Maybe they're scamming. That might be the case. But they've scammed people out of their money voluntarily, unlike the government that's pointing guns at people and forcibly taking it from them. And at least in a free society, you wouldn't have to go back to the scammer. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.